Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. I am co-CEO of the PeopleStack, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. So Rob and I, my husband, my co-CEO, and I will be swapping every so now and then. So sometimes Rob will do these podcasts, and sometimes I'll do these podcasts. Because, well, my ego wants to believe that you just want to hear from me all the time. I know that in Rob's ego probably is saying the same thing. Or is that the super ego? I'm not sure, actually. Maybe a combination of the two. We know that you benefit from hearing multiple voices and multiple perspectives. So we both really enjoy doing these. And so we're going to swap off every once in a while. So our goal here with this podcast is to help you, tech managers, to build your dream careers, to command premium salaries of 200K or more. It's got to feel like a stretch. It's got to feel like you're moving a little bit out of your comfort zone, whatever your salary goal is. And we're here to help you do that while you live a life of joy and freedom and balance without working your ass off 50 plus hours a week so that you can have a zen-like work-life balance. And today, what I want to talk about is why the hedonic treadmill is sabotaging your tech career. So I'm going to talk about what the hedonic treadmill is. Some of you may already be familiar with it, but for those of you who aren't, I'll give you the very quick version of it. But really, what I want to talk about is why being stuck on this treadmill is sabotaging your career. Actually, it's sabotaging your entire life. And how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you do life stuck on the hedonic treadmill, that's how you're doing your career. That's how you're doing leadership. That's how you're doing work, is stuck on that hedonic treadmill. And we want to get you off. And sadly, so many people just blindly stay on that treadmill their entire lives and they don't even realize it. So I'm here to shine a light on some uncomfortable truths. And through that discomfort, you get to build your dream. You get to have your career any way you want it. So what's the hedonic treadmill? If you look it up on Google, if you look it up on Wikipedia, the hedonic treadmill, also known as hedonic adaptation, is the observed tendency of humans to quickly return to a relatively stable level of happiness despite major positive or negative events in life. It's our tendency to relatively quickly return to a stable level of happiness despite life happening, despite negative or positive life changes. We're on this treadmill, we're walking, and it's at this steady pace. It's like the steady level of happiness, hedonic, hedonism. It means pleasure, it means pain, it means feeling. It's a stable level of feeling. You're walking on this treadmill, something happens. Oh, okay, this thing is happening to me, got it. And then you might feel a slight uptick in happiness or joy or gratitude because something's happening to you, and it's a good thing, you know? And especially if it's a really good thing, like the big things in life, like a child is born, maybe it's to you or to somebody in your family, or you move into an amazing house, or you get an amazing promotion, an amazing raise, something awesome happens in your career, momentarily, it's like, yay, 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 yay. But because you're reacting to that external thing, the high of that external thing is going to go down, and then you're just going to go right on back to whatever that stable level of happiness is. Same thing with negative stuff. Negative things happen in your life. So you're on the treadmill, negative things happen. Your boss gives you some really bad negative feedback that really just kind of hurts you to your core. You get fired, or you're on the chopping block to get fired, or you're worried that you might get demoted. You're worried about your team, or other negative things are happening in your life. You're fighting with your spouse, with your partner. Divorce. Family members are sick and you're taking care of them. Someone dies, someone passes on. And we go to sadness, fear, grief, shame. And then over time, sometimes longer, depending on what happened, we go right on back to wherever we were on that treadmill, whatever stable level we were at. And we can't seem to get out of that. It's like I'm here and then life happens to me and then I go right back here too, no matter what's happening. That's the hedonic treadmill. And the way that this looks in your career is exactly the way that I've just talked about, which is you're humming along, you're happy, or maybe you're not. Right? Maybe you're just kind of settling. You're good. You're okay. You're coping. You're treading water. And that could be the stable level of happiness. Right? And some people have figured out, by the way, you know, if happiness were a scale between 1 and 10, and 10 is like just profoundly happy all the time. Some people have figured out how to stay on this treadmill, how to be on this treadmill and stay at a stable level of happiness. 7, 8, 9, 10. They figured it out. They've hacked it. But that's actually a hard way to do life. It really is a hard way to do life. But some people have figured it out. I'll explain why in a moment, why that's such a hard way to do life. Because the easy way to do life is actually to get off the treadmill. But most people who are on the hedonic treadmill are kind of at a 4 or 5, like kind of in the middle. That's the level of happiness. It's like, it's okay. You know, it could be better and occasionally it gets better, but you just kind of stay there. And that's how you're showing up on a day-to-day basis in your career, is at this okay, mediocre, mid-level of happiness, of being, of possibility. And you get used to it. Like, yep, that's all there is. What if this is as good as it gets? To quote a great Jack Nicholson, Helen Hunt movie. What if this is as good as it gets? I'm on the treadmill. I'm at a 4 or 5. Good. At least I'm not a 2. Right? It's all good. But I know that if you're listening to this right now, you're devoted, you're committed to not settling. You don't want to settle for a 4 or 5. You want to be a 10 as often as possible. You know, we have a saying among our clients. I can't remember who started it, but it's kind of caught on. Settling is a 4-letter word. So I'm going to take a wild guess that if you're listening right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you don't want to settle anymore. But if you stay on that treadmill, there's no way you're going to upgrade your career. If you stay on the treadmill, you're going to continue to be underpaid, overworked, and undervalued and underrecognized. And the reason for that is because you're living a life, which means you're living your career, you're doing your career from a place of reactivity, from a place of disempowerment, from a place of, I can't control this, so I'm just going to stay on the treadmill. from a place of not being proactive, which is the opposite of reactive. You're the pawn. Like when you're on the treadmill, we've used this metaphor before, and it totally fits into what we're talking about here with the hedonic treadmill. When you're on the hedonic treadmill, you're the pawn. You're being moved around by life, by life's circumstances. And you're stuck. That's why you're stuck in your career, because you're stuck in life. You're reacting. You're letting life circumstances and other people move you around. That's why even when something really good happens, it's temporary, because you go right back to you being the pawn. When you're the pawn, you do not have control. When you're on the hedonic treadmill, you do not have control over your life, over your career, over how much you earn, over the impact you make, over the way that you lead, over the way that you're the kind of impact, the kind of change that you make in your life. You do not have control over it when you're stuck on the treadmill. Because being stuck on the treadmill means living a life where life is happening to you. And who you are, how you're feeling, what you're thinking is a reaction to external circumstances. That's what being on the hedonic treadmill means. That you are living life from a reactive place as the pawn. Now, is that who you really are? Are you the pawn? Dig really deep here. Are we meant to be pawns? Is that our true nature? Are we meant to be stuck on this treadmill? Is that what God, the universe, nature, life wants for us? No. But because of human nature, a lot of us get stuck on it. Who we really are is massively powerful, massively loving, massively capable of being anything that we want, of doing anything that we want, of having anything that we want in the face of some really hard external circumstances. I'm not going to try to pretend that this is easy. I'm not going to try to pretend that the playing field is level, because it's not. And there's certain things in life that just aren't fair. They aren't. But no amount of bitching and moaning about them is going to make a difference. So being stuck on the hedonic treadmill means that you're at the mercy of external circumstances. Who you are, how you feel, what you think, how you're being on a day-to-day basis is being determined by what's happening to you externally. And you do not have control over external circumstances. You just don't. Over what happens externally to you. You do not have control over what other people say. You do not have control over what other people do. Which means you do not have control over a lot of stuff, a lot of the external circumstances that are presented to you in life. So if you live a life where your being, your sense of being, your sense of feeling, your sense of thinking, your sense of self is attached to external circumstances that you do not have control over, you do not have control over your life. And because how we do anything is how we do everything, it also means you do not have control over your career either. And that's why you're stuck. You're living life from a place of lack of control, lack of empowerment, and therefore you are not empowered to create the career that you want. Now, you want to get off? Do you want to get off this treadmill? You want to take the red pill? From the Matrix, by the way. Quick side note. I saw that some, I think it was like a friend of a friend's son or daughter, wrote a paper about the Matrix. You know, all of this person was all of like, this little human was all of like 12 or 13 years old. Was writing a paper about the impact of the movie The Matrix. And it went something like, despite being created in the late 1900s, many of the societal messages still ring true today. Oh God, I feel so old. Late 1900s. But anyway, are you ready? Because that's the key, is to get off the hedonic treadmill. And what that means is realizing your true power. Realizing that you are not the pawn. You're not even the king or the queen, sorry. You could play that role from time to time if you want to. But really, who you are is the player. Life is a game of chess, and you are the player. You have to realize what you do have control over. You do have control over what you think, how you feel, how you be, which means how you show up. You have control over who you are. You have control over what you make everything mean. You have control over that. Simply being willing and accepting of that truth will get you off the treadmill. So that's my major question for you today. Are you willing to accept that while you do not have control over external circumstances, you do, are you willing to accept that you do have control over how you think, how you feel, and how you show up in the world? And in that moment of willingness, you step off the treadmill. And I'm not going to lie, it could be a little bit bumpy. Facing the truth can be a little uncomfortable. Just like when Neo in The Matrix went through the ooey gooey nonsense and found out what was real. It could be a little off-putting because you're so used to, yes, it's disempowering, but it's comfortable. It's comfortable to just be on the treadmill and to know that you're on the treadmill. Like there's almost like a security within that. And then as soon as you step off, it's like, oh, hang on. Whoa. And you gotta like, find your balance and you realize you have it. And then you ask yourself the question, what's next? My favorite question. What's next? What do I want to create in my life, in my career? What do I want to create? I am no longer a victim of circumstance. I am a creator of circumstance. I am a creator of my dream. What do I want to create? And this can be hard because you've lived 20, 30, 40 plus years on that treadmill and you don't know how to be a person off of it. You don't know how to assert your power. You don't know how to assert your confidence. You don't know how to be an authentic, assertive servant leader, even though you know that's who you want to be because you're so used to the comfort and the safety and security and that safety bubble of that treadmill. Now you're off of it and you're like, oh shit, I'm out in the wilderness now. There be bears and lions and tigers and oh gosh, how do I deal with it? There's dragons up ahead. How do I slay them? So that's why you cannot do it alone. People who try to do it alone just end up back on the treadmill. And it's your right if you want to hop back on the treadmill, the safety and security of that. But when you live a life of safety and security, you're not living your dream. It's your choice. You can live a life of safety and security on the treadmill at a stable level, maybe around a 4 or 5 out of 10 of happiness. You can do that and you can live your whole life that way. That's your right. That's your choice. But if you're listening right now, I know that you want to get off of it and you want to build your dream, but you don't know how. And also you don't have the support system to help you stay off of that treadmill because all of your friends just want you to get back onto it because they think you're crazy for wanting to build your dream. Maybe they're supportive, but because they're still on the treadmill, they want you on the treadmill too so that you can bitch and moan about all the stuff that's happening to you instead of realizing that life happens for you and you are the creator of your destiny. You are the creator of your career. If you're underpaid, overworked, and underrecognized right now, you have to own that you played a part in creating that. You have to own that. And the moment that you're willing to own that is the moment that you, again, get off of that treadmill and realize, if I can own that and this is what I've created, how about I choose not to create that anymore and I choose to create my dream? And I choose to earn a 20, 30, 40, or 50% raise just like our clients have. And I choose to land that hell yes job. That custom tailored job where I feel like I'm not just paid what I'm worth, but I want to jump out of bed every morning because the company that I work for is just right. My boss is just right. More than just right. It just feels amazing and awesome. Like it's your calling and like you're living your purpose. Like this is what was meant to be because you were meant to be extraordinary. You are meant to be an amazing, wise, inspirational leader. That is what you are meant to be. And as soon as you connect with that, you realize it's time. You realize it's time to take that next step. So like I said, it's your choice. If you want to hop back onto the treadmill and the safety and security and the comfort of settling for a job that's safe and secure, and that's how you want to live out your days, that's your choice. But you have another choice. The next choice is to continue walking the path as a creator, as the career creator. There's a tongue twister. You are the creator of your own career. Do you want to be your career creator? Career creator. That's a hard one to say. You get to be your career creator. Do you want to be? Are you ready for more? Are you ready for more? And if you are, here's the next step. We keep it simple, but it's powerful because we realize you're feeling a little wobbly right now as you stepped off of that treadmill and a little disoriented. So we keep it simple, but it's powerful. If you're ready for more in your career, if you're ready to create your dream career and get unstuck and stay unstuck and finally, once and for all, say goodbye to career hell. Say goodbye to fearing that you're going to lose your job. Say goodbye to fearing that you're never going to get out of middle management. Say goodbye to fearing that you're going to disappear into irrelevance. And say hello to a life and a career where you are in the driver's seat. Whatever it is you want, you have everything at your disposal to create. A hell yes job, a raise, a promotion, while you live a zen-like work-life balance. If that's what you want, I want you to book a call with my team right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. Go to that link. You're going to see, so first pick your time zone. You're going to see my team's calendar. Pick a time that works for you. Enter your name, your email. What's going to happen is it's going to end up in your calendar. It's going to end up in my team member's calendar. In the calendar item, you're going to see a Zoom link. At the time of the meeting, click on the Zoom link. My team member will meet you there, and you're going to have an honest conversation about what it's going to take to build your dream career, how to get unstuck and to stay off of that hedonic treadmill permanently. You're going to have an honest conversation about what it's going to take. You're going to have an honest conversation about the dream you want to create. And some people say, oh, wow. Okay, I need to prepare for this conversation. I need to do some deep soul searching before I have this conversation. Thanks for letting me know that this is the conversation that we're having, Jen, because I want to take a week or two to think about this because I want to really be ready for this conversation. I want to get all the answers right. And to you, lovingly, my overthinking friend, I would say there's no need to. There's no need to do anything to prepare for this conversation beyond 5 minutes before the conversation. All I want you to do is make a promise to yourself that you are going to show up coachable on that call. In other words, you're going to be honest. You're going to answer the questions honestly because we're not looking for the right answers here that your ego wants to say. Because the right answer, according to your ego, to what's not working in your career right now is, oh, there's nothing. Everything's great. That's the right answer. We don't want the right answers. We want the truth. And yes, you can handle the truth. And so can we. That's the only way to break through to the other side. We want the true answer. And the way to do that is to show up as unapologetically you. Untainted, unapologetically you. So I want you to book that call right now. There's no reason to delay. There's nothing else that you need to do to prepare. This is your next step. We got you. We've helped hundreds of tech managers who were stuck, fired, demoted, stuck at the same job with mere 5% raises for years on end, underpaid by an order of magnitude for years on end, stuck in the hedonic treadmill for years on end, and we've helped them off of it to build their dreams. You can follow in their footsteps by simply booking a call with us and showing up for that call ready to have a truthful conversation. thepeoplestack.com/book. It's your choice. You could stay on the treadmill. You can choose safety, security, comfort, or you can build your dream career and your dream life and a legacy that you will be profoundly proud of. Which do you choose? That's it for the day, folks. Take care. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.